Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining our Pharmacy and Pharmacology podcast today, where we go over top 300 medications, their indications, pharmacology, pharmacokinetics, and much, much more. And today we're talking about indomethacin. Indomethacin is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It's known under a brand name of Indocin or Tivorbex. Well, let's start off with common dosage forms. Indomethacin comes in capsules, suppositories, and powdered injections. Capsules 25 mg to 50 mg are called Indocin. Capsules between 20 and 40 mg are called Tivorbex. And we also have capsules with sustained release that contain 75 mg. The indomethacin suppository comes in 50 mg. The suspension is a 25 mg to 5 ml suspension, and powder for injection comes in 1 mg vials. And now let's talk about indomethacin indications and their dosages. Indomethacin is indicated for moderate to severe osteoarthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, which is an inflammatory arthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis, including acute flares of the chronic disease. In these cases, we prescribe 20 mg to 50 mg 2 to 3 times a day, up to 200 mg per day. Indomethacin can also be prescribed for acute painful shoulder. In this case, we prescribe 75 to 150 mg daily in 3 to 4 divided doses until the attack subsides. Indomethacin can also be used for acute gouty arthritis. In this case, we prescribe 50 mg 3 times a day until the attack subsides. And we also have sustained release dosages. Substitute 1 indomethacin SR for indomethacin 25 mg 3 times a day, or we can substitute 1 indomethacin SR twice a day for indomethacin 50 mg 3 times a day. The indomethacin SR, which stands for sustained release, may be substituted for all of the indications of indomethacin capsules except for acute gouty arthritis. Indomethacin is also indicated for patient ductus arteriosus. You have to see the manufacturer's package insert for dosage ranges of indomethacin IV. And finally, indomethacin is not recommended for use in children under 14 years of age. Although please note that indomethacin IV can be used in neonates. And now let's talk about pharmacology and pharmacokinetics. The mechanism of action of indomethacin is probably due to inhibition of cyclooxygenase, resulting in a decreased biosynthesis of prostaglandins. And now let's talk about pharmacology and pharmacokinetics. The mechanism of action of indomethacin is probably due to an inhibition of cyclooxygenase, resulting in a decreased biosynthesis of prostaglandins. Peak plasma levels after an oral dose of 25 to 50 mg capsules are reached in 2 hours. Indomethacin has a half-life of 4.5 hours, and the excretion of metabolized and unchanged drug occurs in urine and feces, 99% bound to plasma proteins. And now let's talk about drug interactions. Indomethacin can increase the serum levels of lithium. Indomethacin may decrease the effects of beta adrenergic blockers, and it may decrease the effects of loop diuretics and cataprel. Please do not use other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents with indomethacin. And now let's talk about contraindications and some of the precautions. Indomethacin is contraindicated in patients hypersensitive to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. Use it with caution in patients with renal impairment, hypertension, fluid retention, heart failure, bleeding disorders, or a peptic ulcer and an elderly. Indomethacin is not recommended in pregnancy due to known effect of this class of drugs on the human fetal cardiovascular system, and here we're talking about the closure of the ductus arteriosus. It may mask signs of infection. Use with caution in presence of infection. And as usual, remember that NSAIDs may cause an increased risk of serious cardiovascular thrombotic events, such as myocardial infarction and stroke. And also remember that NSAIDs have been involved in rare cases of GI bleeding incidents. No pregnancy category has been established for indomethacin. And now let's talk about adverse effects. The adverse effects of indomethacin are GI cramping, indigestion, constipation, drowsiness, dizziness, somnolence, depression, and fatigue. Also headache, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. And finally, let's talk about patient consultation points. Compliance with therapy is essential, may require up to 2 weeks to see noticeable improvement in arthritic conditions. Take with food after meals or with antacids to reduce GI upset. Concurrent ingestion of alcohol may increase ulcerogenic effects. Avoid aspirin or products containing aspirin without first consulting with a physician. Indomethacin may cause drowsiness, so use caution while operating machinery or when mental alertness is required. Store indomethacin in a cool, dry place away from sunlight and children. If a dose of indomethacin is missed, take it as soon as possible. If it's closer to the time of your next dose than the dose you've missed, skip the missed dose and return to your dosing schedule. Contact a physician if the above side effects are severe or persistent. And finally, be sure to shake the suspension well before using. It may be stored at room temperature. This concludes our today's podcast about indomethacin. I'd like to thank you for listening. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to email them to me or contact me via DM on social media. This was your host, Arsene Karapetian. Thank you so much again, and stay healthy and happy.